How shocking tricks of misinformation hijack your mind. Discover the shocking tricks of misinformation and how to prime your brain to spot them. Learn the secrets before they fool you. Introduction: How lies beat the truth online. Bold fact: false news spreads 70% faster than the truth, and humans, not bots, are the main reason. In an age where a 15-second TikTok claiming scientists are lying to you can outperform years of careful research, the tricks of misinformation have become more powerful than truth itself. What's worse, they are designed to bypass your logic and go straight for your emotions. From deepfakes of political leaders to viral conspiracy theories about pandemics, misinformation doesn't just mislead, it reshapes your sense of reality. But there's hope. By learning the psychological tricks behind faucets, you can train your brain to spot them before they take hold. The problem: why Australians feel stuck. 1. How misinformation hacks your brain. The most dangerous lies are wrapped in something our brains crave: a good story. Research shows people are more likely to share content that's shocking, funny, or enraging than content that is simply factual. This makes sensationalism a perfect delivery vehicle for misinformation detection challenges. Social media algorithms know this and reward attention-grabbing posts with more visibility. That's why "the election was stolen" spreads faster than a nuanced explanation of voting data. 2. The cost of letting lies win. Misinformation is not harmless. The 2025 bird flu scare saw false claims, like "it's all a hoax," drive egg prices up by 60% and devastate farmers. The economic damage was real, even though the rumors weren't. When the truth is buried under viral faucets, public trust collapses. People start to doubt credible institutions, disengage from civic life, and retreat into truth bubbles where only their preferred narrative survive. The impact: what Australians are experiencing. 3. Living in a permanent state of outrage. Misinformation works because it exploits human psychology. Outrage, fear, and amusement are emotional triggers that push us to share, often without fact-checking. This fuels division and keeps communities polarized. Related reading: how citizens can lead a groundswell for real political change. 4. Who profits from the chaos? The misinformation economy is booming, generating an estimated $2.6 billion a year in ad revenue. Major brands unknowingly fund fake news sites through programmatic advertising. This isn't just a political problem, it's a business model. Misinformation keeps you engaged longer, which means more clicks, more ads, and more profit. When public money and attention are captured by faucets, genuine public interest journalism struggles to survive. The solution: what must be done? 5. Using inoculation theory to fight back. Here's the good news: you can vaccinate your brain against misinformation using inoculation theory. Just as vaccines expose you to a harmless version of a virus to build immunity, pre-bunking exposes you to the tricks of misinformation before you meet them in the wild. One powerful example is the online game Bad News, where players act as disinformation creators. In just 15 minutes, players learn how false narratives are crafted, and studies show they become significantly more resistant to them afterwards. This approach can work on a national scale, as seen in Finland, where media literacy is taught in schools as part of a national defense strategy. 6. Policy solutions and public awareness. To make Australia misinformation resilient, we should integrate media literacy into the national curriculum, not as an optional subject, but as core education. Fund independent public interest journalism using Australia's monetary sovereignty. Implement algorithm transparency laws so platforms reveal how content is prioritised. Launch public pre-bunking campaigns that make truth as engaging as faucets. Support community-led fact-checking initiatives to build local trust networks. Frequently asked questions. Q1. What are the most common tricks of misinformation? They include emotional manipulation, false authority, cherry-picked data, and fake expert endorsements. Q2. How can I improve my misinformation detection skills? Pause before sharing, check multiple credible sources, and learn the common tactics used in misinformation. Q3. What is inoculation theory? It's the idea that exposing people to small, harmless examples of misinformation tactics in advance can make them less likely to fall for real misinformation later. Final thoughts: training your brain to fight back. The tricks of misinformation work because they bypass your rational thinking and speak directly to your emotions. But you can fight back. By learning the tactics and priming your brain through pre-bunking tools like bad news, you can turn yourself into a misinformation-resistant citizen. In the battle between truth and lies, the side that wins is the side you feed your attention to. What's your experience? Have you ever fallen for one of the tricks of misinformation? How did you realize it was false? Share your story in the comments. Your insight could help someone else spot a lie before it spreads. Call to action. We'd love to hear from you. Inspired by this article, see what others are saying on our reader testimonials page. Share your thoughts via our reader feedback form. Your voice helps shape future content. Scroll down and leave a comment below to join the discussion. If this article resonated with you, explore more on political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty at Social Justice Australia. Spread the word. Share this article with friends, family, or your social networks to keep the conversation going and help build a fairer, more just Australia. Keep independent journalism alive. Support voices that challenge the status quo. We are 100% reader-supported, no ads, no corporate strings, just honest, truth-driven journalism. If our work informs or inspires you, please chip in. Donate now. One time or monthly. Even $5 helps us keep publishing. Together, we are making change possible. Already donated. Share the love by leaving a quick review on Google to help others find us.